The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Ash and the thanks to Jayco Prestige, Tony and John, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Brand new and used Jayco Caravans, camper trailers, expanders, a whole lot. Why not make 2019 the year that you jump into a Jayco? Downstairs with Darren Park, and we've got a former Cats Premiership superstar who's now wearing the red and the white. Darren.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, Stevie J is with us. And Stevie, I guess looking at Carlton, competitive first couple of rounds, the consensus is they've improved. Where have you guys perhaps seen that improvement in them?
Yeah, they definitely improved. They've got a really strong midfield with their depth through there. They're obviously really young players, but explosive players and some inside balls as well to complement those outside runners. So we're going to have to be on our game around the stoppages, and then hopefully we can give our forwards some decent entry this week, which has probably been lacking a little bit the first two rounds.
A couple of weeks ago at this venue, it looked like Buddy probably needed the run. Last week against Adelaide showed some good signs, kicked some nice goals. You're feeling that he's sort of getting close to his best form after some limited pre-season?
Yeah, we hope so. He was game limited in the first couple of weeks, just off a really low base. So he's been able to get through those first couple of games injury-free, and no doubt he's building towards his best. So he's somewhere close to full fitness now, so there's certainly no excuses.
Steve, lovely to have you in, obviously, for this first time on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, Lee Brown and Ben Casanilia here as well. You get the opportunity to come down to Melbourne, play at Marvel Stadium. This is just simply one you guys have to win. I mean, that's where it sits right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Our boys are fully aware it's pretty tough to sort of, you know, get closer to the finals action if you start 0-3. So we had a good record here last year. We obviously had a round one. We didn't have a great game against the Western Bulldogs, but last year we did play the ground really well. So it's a good opportunity to us to get back to our best.
Stevie, Benny Cass, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great to get you on. What did you do in the off-season? Did you play a bit of golf, or what happened in the over summer?
I'm trying to think, Benny. It seems like a long time ago. I think I went over to Bali with Shaga Burns and his family, and had a couple of cocktails there and a little bit of golf. But my golf game, I actually had a game during the week, and I was terrible. So that's one thing I do miss living up in Sydney, is I can't just get out to 13th Beach and whip around in a couple of hours in a cart and play out in holes. I have to take a full day off and try and do that, so I don't get to do it too often.
Yeah, those cocktails, I wonder you had them at the airport before you departed. But I just wondered, I mean, we hear coaches, particularly the senior coaches, do all sorts of things in the off-season in terms of trying to further themselves. As an assistant, do you sort of try and change your message at all, or do you just try and sort of drill down what you've been telling the guys from last year? How does it work as an assistant?
Yeah, you still do a little bit of development. I've just been completing my level 3 coaches course, and I think at the end of this year I'll look to further develop myself by maybe going overseas and having a look at a few different sporting clubs. So yeah, that's certainly something. I'm a young coach, and I certainly know I've got a lot to learn still, but just that first year in the system as a coach, I learnt so much, and I've just tried to be a sponge as much as I can and learn from, you know, one of the best coaches in the competition. So it's been really enjoyable. I've enjoyed the transition. It certainly makes it more enjoyable when you start winning, though. So hopefully we can kickstart that today.
Stevie, Lee Brown, good luck today, mate. The makeup of your forward line today, Tom McCartan comes back into your team. How do you set up now? Does that allow a little bit more room for Buddy and to play closer to goal, and Tom to play up the ground, which we saw him do a little bit last year?
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see, Lee. It's it's interesting. We do have some tall targets. So what we do know is Tommy's more of a mobile forward. He can get up and down the ground, get onto those outlets, which allows Reedy and Bud to play a little bit closer to goal at times. But we also want them to be flexible. And I think as Buddy sort of gets back towards full fitness, we really want him playing up higher on the ground. He's a beautiful kick going inside 50, and obviously makes us a less predictable forward line with our ball movement going forward if he is not always the number one target.
And you've obviously had your made your stamp on this forward line, mate. I've just watched a young guy I know really well, Tom Papley, come out and have some shots for goal and some practice. He kicked them all from the boundary.
Yeah, I know. He didn't kick too many. I was just watching him, so I'll have to sharpen him up before the game starts. But the interesting thing was a couple of weeks ago when we were here, he never missed in the warm-up, and then he missed about three during the game. So maybe it's a good sign he's not wasting them too early.
Steve, just talking about goals, you kicked 516 in your career. The 666, do you reckon that would have been 616?
If I didn't give 300 off to Cam Mooney, it might have been 700 or 800. But no, I don't think it makes a huge difference. I mean, it's only a centre bounce rule. So, yeah, there's not a lot of goals kicked from centre bounces. Opposition can still roll one behind the footy if they have to, but that probably hasn't been happening as much. I don't think scoring's improved dramatically. I'm not sure of the exact statistics, but... It does, your eyes do light up a little bit at those centre bounces, knowing that there's no one dropping in front of you. But I was always the one looking for the crumbs anyway, so maybe I would have got a few less.
You also like to get a bit of the physical stuff off the ball, the casual credit, was it? But we heard last week that it was an accumulative issue with some players. That's why a free kick was paid. I'm just wondering, was that conveyed to teams in the off-season that actually could happen? It seems to have just popped up out of nowhere. Were you aware of that coming into this year?
No, I wasn't aware of it. Sometimes you just got to be alert and keeping a close eye on what the trends are, sometimes from week to week, or maybe they're starting to make a statement from the start of the season. But, yeah, there's certainly you've got to be careful of any type of blocking off the ball or any unnecessary physicality. So it's something I wouldn't have enjoyed too much, and probably wouldn't have played too many games if I was playing these days.
A lot of Geelong fans listening in, Stevie, they'd know you as the player, but can you describe yourself as the coach? What's your strengths? What areas you really focus in on and try and transfer onto your boys?
Yeah, I guess I've just, in my initial, my first year, just trying to develop really close relationships with the players. And obviously, I've got a lot of experience as a player, and there's certain things that I can try and teach in regards to the forward craft and what to look for when the ball's moving down the ground, or how to get away from an opponent. The big thing is that I try and get across to the players is the forward lines that are hardest to play on are the ones that work together and are looking to block for each other, looking for constant movement, and that's one of the big things I push. And then I guess the next thing is trying to get turnovers inside 50. If you can get turnovers inside 50, or at least put a lot of pressure on, you give yourself the best chance of scoring on turnover, which is a big part of the game today as well.
And Steve, got to ask you about former cat Dan Menzel. Is he